Good evening, it's old Rawhide from CBC Toronto, the Friday edition of the Rawhide Show. Mind you, I don't quite know what is going on. I have never seen a CBC studio decked out the way this little one is. I just came in about 5 minutes ago. The standard CBC color, all the halls and studios usually painted sort of a bilious green. They have now been painted great daubs of red, white, and blue. There's bunting draped all over everything, hanging from the ceiling. Huge photograph of John Diefenbaker on one end of the studio wall and John Fisher down at the other end. I think some little mice are probably getting ready for something here. On the floor, there's about a depth of 2 feet of maple leaves. Of course, the last fall's maple leaves are wet and sort of a dirty brown color. And I don't know really what's going
on. Look it, Buster.
What is going on in here?
Look it. Look, you might as well clear out right now because you are not getting no award. I can tell you that right now. There is no award for you. So there's no point hanging around. Just clear out here and let's get this out of here. I've got the list here and your name is not it, so bust.
Just a second. Tell me what is going on. That's all I ask. What are you talking about awards?
I don't suppose that in the narrow confines of the mean, prosaic little world in which you live, you would be aware of the fact that this very week in which we now find ourselves is Canadian Citizenship Week.
Great Scott, I hadn't realized.
Yes, and this evening, we are sending out to the entire CBC radio network and any TV stations that, you know, they might want to carry the audio, it's a momentous broadcast, we are sending out the first commemorative broadcast, which it is hoped will become an annual highlight of the broadcasting year, eclipsing even the Academy Awards. And now, if we can, please, for this auspicious broadcast of the Canadian Citizenship Awards, it's been a bad day for me, could we have our opening fanfare? The Ruby Canadian Citizenship Week Awards. Across the vast expanse of this smiling land.
Wait, would you please, just a second. I perhaps misunderstood you. Did I? I didn't hear you say the Ruby Canadian Citizenship Awards, did I?
That is exactly what you heard. We're not all slobs in Canada, you know. We're not all communists.
Oh, dear.
Thank goodness there's at least one among us who has enough pride in her native land to do more than just pay hollow lip service to Canadian Citizenship Week. Ruby, of Ruby's Fish and Chips, 271 Lower Water Street, delivers anywhere in Canada, in Halifax, has, at her own expense, drawn up these four beautifully hand-illuminated. She done it with the crayons. And these beautiful scrolls with very touching wording, all done by Ruby, is going to be formally awarded on this historic broadcast this evening to them four Canadians, who in the year just ended, and in the eyes of Ruby, has done the most to exemplify them intangible qualities, what is embodied in the stirring words, Canadian citizen. Along with each citation, and I have them here, we will be reading from these in just a moment. Along with each of these four citations, of course, will go not only the goodwill and the sincere gratitude of every Canadian who has any soul, but in addition, 6 months, mark you, 6 months free supply of Ruby's Fish and Chips. Marvin Mellobell, being a polished professional CBC announcer, has consented to lend his time and to this broadcast this evening to add a little tone and prestige to this evening's broadcast. And you will be hearing him reading in just a few moments the winner's name and the accompanying citation. Created, conceived, and hand-illuminated, drawn with like crayons, by Ruby of Ruby's Fish and Chips. Now, would you please shut your big, fat communist mouth and let me get on with this? Could I have that opening fanfare again, please?
Because of his fearless and forthright denunciation of South Africa's apartheid policies at the recent Prime Minister's Conference in London, and because of his opening the doors of Canadian immigration to any Negro seeking escape from discrimination, Prime Minister Diefenbaker...
Marvin, I'll take... What? What's the trouble? I'm sorry. That's not quite true. I mean,
Canada's quota of colored immigrants hasn't increased at all. He censured South Africa, but we're still not letting them in droves, so to speak.
Well, did you hear that?
Yes, I... Uh-oh, Ruby's goofed. Just a second. Very embarrassing. Information, please. Mrs., what is the direct dialing area code for Halifax? Thank you very much. 112, yeah, all right, fine. Very embarrassing. 12902446442. Boy, them new Halifax phone numbers, they look like the speedometer on a police cruiser. About 18 digits in them there. Ruby, hello. How are you? Yeah, you're listening, are you? Uh-huh. Yeah, it's going pretty well. Yeah, we got it off the ground. It's off to a good start. But look, about this here award for the Prime Minister, like, we just learned. I mean, he condemned South African policy, that Apri Harp, hate. Hate Harp. That, you know, that policy. Yeah, that's right. You got that straight. But they tell me we still ain't, they ain't pouring into Canada. They're still the quotas there. That's right. You're a little off on that one, Ruby. So what do you want to do with the award? Uh-huh. I see. Well, it's kind of embarrassing. I mean, we've just mentioned his name on the air. It's sort of half-given it to him, like... Well, okay. You want to scratch completely? Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. He still gets the fish and chips, but the award is up. Well, that's fine, Ruby. That's fair enough. Fair enough, Ruby. Huh? Yeah? Pretty wet down there. Well, we have a little rain up here, too, Ruby. Uh-huh.
Would you hurry up? We're on the air doing a proper documentary broadcast.
I gotta go, Ruby. Thanks very much. Good night talking, Ruby. See ya, kid.